Are you with us? Words can't be explained what's going to happen tonight. Someday, your grandchildren are going to ask you if you were here tonight.
Go! Go!
The gentleman you're about to hear in this group is a very famous person. He's a national famous rock critic. It's written for Rolling Stone, the LA Times, Queen Magazine, Phonograph Record Magazine, yay! Trendy Alprenta. Harold Bronson and Drive. Also, they have another group forming already after this night. It's the last night, called The Pits. They already have their own record out already on Bomb Records. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from Hollywood, California, the Starwood proudly presents the intro tape.
Boys and girls, corned beef and cabbage, sex and violence, Roy Rogers on trigger, stars and stripes forever. My country, 'tis of thee I sing.
It is the Starwood's inestimable pleasure and privilege to present, direct from their 3 years in limbo, the group that took the blues out of the ghetto and put them into the frozen food section of your local Alpha Beta. The group whose first and only Warner Brothers album sold over 4,000 copies. The group they couldn't kill for long. The group they couldn't keep down. The group they couldn't make go away. The group that dares not to boogie. The group that has rehearsed but twice since June 1973. And will surely sound it. We welcome, please, with a smattering of applause. Foghat. Christopher Milk.
Everybody!
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're the Bay City Rollers, and...
Go into the main part of any motion picture theater.
I'm bleeding.
At the floor.
Anybody got a vote positive?
If the floor doesn't convince you beyond any shadow of a doubt that mankind is headed for destruction, please stay out of this. I promise you'd stay at home tonight. I don't know if I like your attitude.
You guys all want something from me.
What's your sign anyway? I thought so. I
thought so. Oh. I'm a stop
sign. You gotta keep it going. That's your first to learn and show business.
Ladies and gentlemen, the unique entertainment talents of Mr. George Dragata.
Special night for us. We were called up by a very famous producer. And he asked us to come and
do this show.
I don't quite know how to express myself, John.
And a cool head, the keen eye. Do you ever take and try to find an ironclad lead for yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? Just as I say it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a balk line game, I say that any fool can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth. The first big step on the road to the depths of degradation. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trot race, no. But a race where they sit down right on the horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy sitting on Dan Patch? Make your blood boil? Well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in the table. Pockets mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for cool. And all week long, you're visiting youth to be fritter, and I say, your young man will be fritter. They'll be fritter in a way they're noontime, suppertime, chore time, too. Get the ball in the pocket, never mind getting dandelions bowled with the screen door dispatched or the beefsteak pounded. Never mind pumping any water to your parents are caught with a cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Friends, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt tail young ones. Peeking in the pool hall window after school, you've got wonderful John Mendelsohn.
I'm sorry.
I have to retract that last introduction, you see.
We were supposed to have a good time tonight, now where is Ralph?
George doesn't have any brushes.
Yeah, that's true.
Why, I'm the lead guitar. You want the new order? Who wants the new order? Raise your hand. You had to do better than that. No, that was contrary to popular belief. That was not better. We'd like to welcome a very dear friend of ours, and we hope a very dear friend of yours. Someone who's stuck with us through thick and thin, who's here tonight with us. Will you give a big hand, please, to back in the corner there, Rod Stewart. Thanks, Rod. I hope you're recovering well from here.
I think everyone is getting bored!
And patient, and to reward you, we're going to do a song that we were actually saving for later, but this is like the strongest number in our set, and we really feel that you deserve it. Thank you very much for having, thank you very much for having been so patient.
Thank you.
You're the people that we're praying for.
Do we have any roadies?
Now something in the middle.
Do we have any volunteers? Oh, good. Could you get us a bass drum pedal, please?
A volunteer from the audience is now going to sing some of Al Green's bigger hits. Ladies and gentlemen, would you up?
Classes I used to take at UCLA. It's sort of existential, standing here waiting for Godot, so to speak. Is it not? Or is it?
This is Omar Blues.
Tight. A brutal. Oh, I will live in infamy as the only tasteful song I've ever heard. Except for this. Yeah, this is really personal.
Thank you.
Nothing but funny.
That's what they are.
This one on, please, thank
Set a big hand. Don't go away. We got Pyramid coming up on stage very shortly.